BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Chloe, I'm 17, and I'm from Ipswich. You might not know this, but I know all the words to the film Angus Songs and Perfect Snogging off by heart. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Chloe.
Yeah.
You know all the words to a whole film.
I do.
How?
Well, I just, like, watch it all the time, and, like, no matter what mood I'm in, it just makes me happy. So I've watched it so many times, mainly for Aaron Johnson. And, yeah, I've just learnt all of the words.
And the film is what?
Angus Thongs and Perfect Snogging.
Oh, of course, Angus Thongs and Perfect Snogging.
I've never heard of it.
I've heard of it, never seen it.
Oh, no.
Is that bad? Do you hate me?
You should watch it.
The name itself, the three parts, Angus Thongs and Perfect Snogging. The Angus, does that refer to beef?
No, Angus is the cap.
Okay, and he wears a thong?
No, he doesn't wear a thong.
Well, where do they come in, then?
Okay, the thong is about, there's, like, this girl, and they're all quite jealous of her, and they call her Slaggy Lindsay. And basically, she wears a thong, and she's, like, really mature, so they're sort of jealous of her and all of that.
And Perfect Snogging, where does that fit in?
She falls for this guy who's, like, a massive sex god at their school, and he's just sort of started there.
Is he called Angus?
Yes. No.
Angus is a cat, you stupid boy.
Oh, sorry.
Boy.
Just struggling to keep up with it.
Angus is the cat.
Duh.
And, yeah, and then at the end, they, like, he falls for her as well, and then they snog.
The cat does?
No, Robbie.
Oh, the sex god falls for her, for Slaggy Lindsay.
Yeah, not Slaggy Lindsay. He falls for the girl.
The cat.
Not the cat. Oh, God, it's confusing.
Ah! However, it does sound like a film that's right up my street.
Yeah, that's why you need to watch it.
Do you know every single word?
I think so, yeah.
Go from the beginning.
For the zillionth time, Dad, I'm an adult. You don't have to stalk me. Georgia, I said I'm dropping you off.
Dad voice.
Now just take off that shell and get in the car. Dad, my costume is the business. I don't want it to get crushed.
Oh, God.
This is weird. You're weird.
You are a bit weird, but I love it.
Brilliant.
I'm going to watch this film tonight.
Yes, please do.
Yeah. Or I could just ring you and you can recite it to me.
Yes, I could do that as well.
There's a whole phone service in this, surely. People can just ring her and she'll just recite. I've never heard of this being done before. Like, I'm pretty good with the script of Ghostbusters 2.
You are?
Yeah, if you called me, I could probably recite that down the phone.
Well, all of it?
I reckon,
yeah,
if you start... Yeah.
Okay, start from the beginning. Let's go.
It's weird because it starts with a lady. So do I have to do the lady voice,
yes,
right?
Yes, please, yes.
And it's American, but I'm not even going to go there with that. With the
no,
accent.
No, do that as well, please.
Okay. Show me an American accent quickly.
Hi there, y'all.
Frank, do you think you can give me a hand with these bags? I'm not a doorman, Miss Barrett. I'm a building superintendent. It's something like that. You're also a human being, Frank. That was my best American. It's not my job. But what the hell? I'll do you a favour. And then she goes...
American, think it, channel it.
Thank you, Frank. I'll get... It's difficult to recite it.
Right, I'm not being funny. You just said that Chloe was a weird girl. You know...
Exactly.
You know Ghostbusters 2. Right, I didn't know that people could do this. Well, that was a revelation for all of us, I think, that little conversation, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Chloe, thank you very much for introducing the show today.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Love you. Bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
There's a teacher that's been, actually, cool teacher, called Rachel, who, as a treat to her sixth formers, has just played them innuendo bingo from yesterday, and they all played along in the class. Little kind of end-of-term treat there.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Nice one, Rach.
It's a bit awkward, isn't it, with the teacher? It's like playing with your mum or something.
A little bit, yeah. But she's quite a young teacher, but even so, it's strange. Every now and again, we like to test out to see if films would actually happen. Certain scenes from films would happen in real life. Previously on is real life, just like the movies, Chris decided to see if Top Gun would cut it by serenading Gemma from the Radio 1 office and seeing if everyone would join in a little sing-along, just like with Tom Cruise in the film and that lady.
Is it Wednesday? I don't even know what day it is. Thursday.
Gemma.
Is it Wednesday?
You never close your eyes when I kiss your lips.
Didn't go as we thought.
And there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips.
What are you doing? Just a bit embarrassed right now. Why are you singing?
Mm-hmm.
You're trying hard not to show it. But baby, baby, you know it.
Surely now.
You've lost that loving feeling.
Can't hit anyone.
I'm leaving.
Oh, that loving feeling. You've lost that loving feeling. Now you're gone.
Seriously?
Gone, gone. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
But there was applause.
Yeah.
Just no one actually kind of joined in.
Yeah, that was the aim.
She was gutted afterwards.
Gemma, Gemma.
Come
on. I did. Gemma, come here. Gemma, how are you?
Running after her.
Don't talk to me.
How are you feeling?
I am the most embarrassed I've ever felt in my life. People are clapping at me and you. This is weird.
I think they thought I was going to propose to you.
I don't know what they thought.
It's meant to be like Top Gun.
Whatever, Chris. Never again. We're off. Done.
Oh, but the girl in the film really liked it. You know what girls are like when they get the hump.
Stop. Give me a hug.
No.
Gemma, give me a hug.
I'm hugging you. I'm mad.
Mm. So that really didn't work, and that is not true to life at all.
No.
And then he tried to do this scene from Terminator 2.
I need your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle.
That's how it goes in the film, but what about in real life?
Ready?
Ready.
3, 2, 1, go!
Top's coming off.
Good.
I'm going in.
Remember to scan people as you walk in.
Oh, God. I need your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle. I'm having to leave now, I think. Can I have my top back, Chris? Where's my top?
What happened?
I think we're having to leave. I tried. He looked up, he had sausage in mouth, and he just looked up at me. It was.
Why didn't you throw him through a window?
Throw him through a window?
Yes, that was the idea of it.
He was midway through his all-day breakfast. I couldn't throw him through a window.
Even like Arnie in the film, you took your top off and you got involved.
Yeah.
Nothing. So in summary, neither Top Gun or Terminator 2 are true to life. Who knew? What's the film we're doing today?
Jerry Maguire.
But would a scene from that really happen in real life?
The Scott Mills Daily.
So here we go, let's do this. Chris is deciding to see whether real life is just like the movies. And today's film, again, we're testing out?
Is Jerry Maguire.
Starring Tom Cruise.
Yep.
So we want to see if what happens in Jerry Maguire happens in real life.
Yeah.
So there's one particular scene near the beginning, isn't there?
It's the bit near the beginning where Jerry's left his company, which is a big sports agent, and he just sort of walks out into the office and makes a big scene and tries to see if people will walk out with him.
Yeah, so he makes a big speech, I'm leaving, massive scene, but in the film, does anyone go with him?
Eventually, not at first, but eventually, Renée Zellweger. Yeah, that one. She pops up and she's like, yes, I'll come with you.
I remember now, she's kind of sat behind a desk and she's going, shall I, shan't I? And then she eventually decides to go.
Yeah.
Renée Zellweger.
Is
good
that
one.
Right?
as a baku. So you were testing to see if you made a big scene in the office upstairs at Radio 1.
Yeah.
Would Renée Zellweger suddenly pop up and say, I'll go with you, Jerry?
Well, not Renée, because she doesn't work here. But it's just see if anyone will come join me.
Right, okay. So you are walking out on the BBC and starting a rival company.
Yeah, I think that's what they thought.
Are you hoping it will be as successful?
As the BBC? I hope so.
So, is it going to be just like the movies? We're about to find out. And are you using the exact same words that Tom Cruise uses in the film?
Yeah, exactly the same words as in the film.
All right, so you're in the office. If you could set the scene for me of what it looks like and what's happening.
Well, it's a pretty standard office, to be honest. It's quite busy. There's lots of tables, lots of people on computers, a few people on the phone.
Just like the film?
Yeah, it is actually. It is very like the film. Except no René.
So it's quite a quiet office in the day, normally?
Yeah, well, it's the normal hustle and bustle of an office.
Yeah.
You know, a few phones ring in.
Yeah.
And that noise.
Was this a slightly weird situation?
Yes. Well, it's awkward, isn't it?
So imagine there you are on a quiet Tuesday at your desk in the office, and this happens.
Don't worry. Don't worry. I know what you all think I'm going to do. That's just flip out or something. But let me just say, as I ease out of the office, I help build.
Now, in the film, I remember he does a flip out or something, kind of like does crazy things with his body. Did you do that?
Yeah, I really went for it. And because I was having to hide I was recording it on my phone, I had to hide that. So I was like carrying a box. So it looked like I'd emptied my desk into this box. And sort of carrying that in front of me.
You didn't have much in your desk.
So when I flipped out, it all sort of went everywhere.
As I ease out of the office, I help build. I'm sorry, but it's a fact that there is such a thing as manners. A way of treating people.
Listen how quiet the office has gone, though.
Yeah. The problem with the next bit is that in the film, Jerry goes and takes some fish. He says, I'm taking the fish with me. He goes over to a fish tank and takes the fish. I struggled because there was no fish tank that I could see in the office.
Yeah, we haven't got any fish,
so I had
we?
To improvise.
And that's the next bit.
That's the next bit.
Okay.
Fern Cotton has manners.
Well, you've taken Fern Cotton with you?
Yeah, I found a picture of Fern and just sort of held that up. Instead of the fish.
Is that painting in the office?
Yes.
That looks a bit like her.
Yeah. Yeah. Because in the film, he says the fish have manners. So I've said Fern has manners instead.
So for this, the part of the fish is played by Fern Cotton, a picture of.
Yes.
Okay.
Fern Cotton has manners. Fern Cotton has manners. Oh, I can't take that.
What?
I made a grab for a larger picture of Fern that I could see.
How many are there?
And there's quite a few. And
all round her desk.
But the problem is, as I sort of pulled the picture away, it was propping up a load of her awards and stuff like that. And they all started to fall down. So I had to...
Smooth.
I nearly destroyed her desk.
I don't really go up to Fern's desk very often, but it is like a shrine to her, isn't it?
It's great there.
Like paintings of her, pictures, various awards.
She's got loads of awards.
I know.
I think she's got more than you.
She's coming with me. I'm starting a new company and the Fern is coming with me. Call me sentimental. The Fern, she's coming with me.
The Fern.
Problem is, our boss was sitting there as well. I saw him in the corner and I didn't spot him at first when I started this.
But this is all going to plan, like as in the film, apart from there's no fish.
Yeah.
And you've nearly destroyed Fern Cotton's desk.
Yeah. Like, apart from that, it's quite true to the movie.
Absolutely. Because no one's volunteering to come with you yet.
No.
Same as the film. And any minute now, René Zellweger will pop up and go,
René.
Hey, Jerry.
Yep.
Let's have a listen. Stand by for René, everybody.
If anybody else wants to come with me, this moment will be the moment of something real and fun and inspiring in this godforsaken business. And we will do it together. Who's coming with me?
Take Rihanna.
Who said Tate Rihanna?
That was Laura.
From Greg's show.
Yeah, Tate Rihanna. And she
off
meant
of
the
films.
Off of films, yeah.
But René doesn't pipe up to the last minute, so you might still be okay.
Yeah.
Who's coming with me besides Fern? This is embarrassing. Is anyone going to come with me? Chloe? Shall we?
Later.
Oh, rubbish.
Yeah.
Although she is going to come with you later, so technically...
Well, yeah, good point.
Chloe, shall we?
Later.
Uh-huh. She will walk out on the BBC, but she's just a bit busy right now.
Yeah.
I'm pretty confident this is going to happen, and this is going to be our first movie that is actually true to life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye.
Good luck.
When you get to Starbucks.
Okay, good.
You get me Starbucks.
No one took me seriously. Just sent me out for coffee.
Everyone was like, bye, good luck.
I'm secretly a bit disappointed that no one came with me.
Really? Well, Chloe will later.
Yeah.
She's a bit busy. What would you have done, though, if, like, loads of people got up and went, yeah, actually, we'll come with you, Chris. Forget you. Bye, BBC. What would you have done then?
It just would have been awkward, wouldn't it? It would have been awkward for everyone, because I would have had to probably go out and then come back in and sit down.
Yes. What happened after that? Did you have to just come back in and sit at the desk
again? I just sat down at my desk, yeah.
Nothing to see here. I'm fine now.
Yeah, I haven't explained, actually, what it was about. I should have done that after.
Do people upstairs still think you've gone bonkers?
I guess so, yeah.
It is quite typical of Radio 1 workers, though. You have a total flip-out in the office, and this is their reaction.
OK.
Bye!
Good luck.
When you get to the Starbucks.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks for your support. And so, Chris, in conclusion...
Jerry Maguire is not like real life.
But it so nearly was.
It was close, though.
That's the closest we've come.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello to all you Nesbians listening this afternoon and enjoying that one. Did you know Nina Nesbitt's fans are called that? I heard Fern say it last week.
Is that really...
Yeah, like, so Gaga's got her monsters, Minaj's got her barbs, and Nina Nesbitt has got her Nesbians.
Wow.
Someone told me the other day, I don't know whether they're winding me up, that Alexandra Burke's fans are called beasts.
Really?
Now, is that a joke?
It must be. Surely there'd be Burks.
Does anyone know? Oh, God, you're a Burke. I am.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Grum, listening at work, secretly in Bristol. Yes, you're absolutely right. The Twin Atlantic song, Make a Beast of Myself, is about the band becoming secret Alexandra Burke fans. That was what inspired the song. It's 2:25 with Scott Mills. Coming up, Sway and Level Up. That's the next song we'll play.
What are your fans called? Is there a name for them, or...?
Idiots.
I think they should be pigs. Like, go on, pigs.
Or my piggies?
Yeah, it'd be great.
Shout out to my piggies. That's weird. Yeah, okay, I can work on that. A lot of people are asking what my fans are called. Dunno. Millions?
That's rubbish.
No, it's rubbish. Don't blame me, that was Suhail from Blackburn. No one's come up with anything better, to be honest, Chris.
Mm.
I had such a big reaction to Oh, What's Occurring from yesterday's show.
It was the funniest one I've ever played.
Ever?
Ever.
It was a good one. And we all love Gok, don't we? I mean, everyone loves Gok. Isn't that right, Fern?
I love Gok.
And the question was, from Gok One's new cookery TV show, when suddenly he's not doing fashion anymore, but he's cooking, and he's very good at it, how many times did Gok mention his wok? And it was loads.
To the Chinese, the wok is almost sacred.
My dad says you should always treat your wok like your wife. Love it and adore it.
The round-bottom wok would be my first choice.
Now, I want to get my meat out.
First into the wok, groundnut oil.
So we're ready to go. Wok on. Wok on. Here we go. Wok on. Ready. Let's go. Wok on. Get that heat through.
Got wok. With your perfect wok in hand, it can be used for almost anything. While that bubbles away in my wok...
Gok wok. Every person should have the essential piece, which of course is the famous wok. Good standard wok.
Gok wok.
Big frying or stewing wok.
A decent wok shouldn't cost more than a tenner.
Gok wok. The wok gets too hot, move it away from the heat.
My wok fried green beans. From wok to plate in just 5 minutes. From wok to plate in just a matter of minutes. From wok to plate, I've done it in 3.5. From wok to plate in just 7 minutes and 30 seconds.
Here we go.
We will
wok.
You. We will.
Walk. Walk.
Yes.
Walk. 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 DJ. The round bottom walk. Walk.
It's the best ever.
It's good. I would like to take issue on the line, this line that Gok said from his show about his walk.
My dad says you should always treat your walk like your wife.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what does it mean?
Maybe that's why he doesn't have so much luck with the ladies. Throw some chicken on her.
My dad says you should always treat your walk like your wife.
Yeah.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Yeah, I could play these all day, seriously.
Got walk. Got walk.
Another one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Walk. I don't wanna walk. DJ. Walk.
Now, since we did Oh Walks Occurring yesterday, it seems that we've missed a few, so here's a few that you lot have suggested. Oh, yes. How could we forget this?
Walk. 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 Walk.
This is so silly. And how can we forget?
Walk. Walk.
Tune.
Walk.
And while we're at it. Yes.
Walk.
Another one. Thank you for these, you're spoiling us.
Walk.
Kanye West.
Walk. Walk.
And who could forget the Christmas classic?
Walk.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, this is so stupid, but it works for me. Thanks all your suggestions there.
Walk.
Like an Egyptian.
Walk.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Sorry, being completely distracted by something happening in the live lounge there. You're right, Chris.
Bit annoyed.
Now, Chris, which I haven't been doing in this series because I've been very busy, has been catching up with The Apprentice. You follow it quite avidly, don't you?
Mm.
And what Greg James does on his show is have whoever's been fired on his show, normally, doesn't he, the day after.
Yeah.
And is that today?
Will be tomorrow's... What day? Is it Wednesday today? Yeah.
Wednesday today, yeah.
So, yeah, it's on tonight.
Yeah.
I'm not obviously going to say who.
No. But you're upset. It's spoiling it for you,
yeah.
Working here.
Well, yeah.
Because who's in the live lounge now?
Well, I can't say, can
is
I?
Is it someone that's been fired?
Well, I assume so.
Has it spoiled your enjoyment of the show?
Yeah, there's no point in me watching tomorrow night. No. Is it?
Would you prefer they come in with a bag over their head and sat in the live lounge?
Yeah, there should be some censorship.
Yeah. Gutted. Oh, well. Maybe we'll request that for next week.
Hmm.
It'd be rude not to do these, really, wouldn't it?
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock.
Walk.
5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock.
Walk.
9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock.
Walk.
We're gonna
walk.
Around 10 o'clock tonight.
Or.
Walk. Walk.
I'll stop soon, I promise.
Walk. Walk.
That might be the end of it now, I don't know.
No.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Mandy in Paignton. Scott, I'm guessing if you have to use the word crash, then it's probably frowned upon. No, no, I'm not going to do anything bad. I just want to go and get the free foods. Mm. I just don't know what the rules are, and nobody else seems to know. Someone says that if you bring some sausages, then you're allowed in. Is that the rules? See, no one's brought this up before, have they? No one.
Do you know the road that we need to find is Nigella's or Delia Smith or some?
Oh,
you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Imagine the food.
That's the street party you want to do.
I reckon that'll be, you know, they'll know that we're not living at number 32, though, probably. Yes, we're from 32, let us in.
Why have you got to do the voice?
Because you can do your American woman voice again.
Is that so that no one recognises you?
Yeah. There's someone upstairs at Radio 1, Chloe, who lives in quite a nice area, and they're having a street party, as so many places are. And they knocked on the door, one of the neighbours the other day, went, yeah, do come to the street party, but can you give us money towards the food and drink and stuff? Because sadly, if you don't, then you can't come. Which basically means that she won't be able to leave her house if she doesn't pay up the monies.
They can't control that.
Every time
surely.
She opens her door to leave the house, people are throwing bread rolls at her. No, move away from the party. Anyway, thank you for your text on this. I will read through them in a minute because we just don't know what the rules are. Can we just do two more walk songs? Sorry, I'm in one of them moods today. Just two more and I'll stop.
Summer has come and passed. The innocent can never last.
Walk.
Me up when September ends.
That's not even one, is it?
No.
When I came to Spain and I saw people partying, I thought to myself,
walk.
All day. All night, all day, all night, all night. FIFA la fiesta, FIFA la noche, FIFA los DJs.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, what's occurring?
Let me know your thoughts on 81199. Cracking that, well I am. Hello, Greg James.
Cracking.
You okay?
I'm good, sir.
Really upset Chris today by having the person in from The Apprentice that's been fired. He's been trying to watch it. He saw them in the live lounge. He's like, well, game over, innit, Mills? He might as well just, yeah.
So put a bag on it or something. Like,
put a bag on it.
Put a bag on it.
Next week, could you put a bag on it so that it doesn't provide a plot spoiler for the show?
The big boss came down and saw the person as well.
Oh.
He was really annoyed.
He went, oh, God, Greg, I didn't want to see that. It's a Donald Trump special today on Oh What's Occurring, naturally.
Mm.
We need to thank Graham Linehan for this Oh What's Occurring today. Linehan.
Does that sound like a made-up name?
Is it's not. He spotted this.
Graham Linehan?
You know Donald Trump?
Yes.
He's very rich. He's very clever. And he has great hair. And do you know why he's so clever? Because he never misses a money-making idea. Now, according to the Mother Jones website, Donald Trump has made over 200 trademark applications. That means that he's applied for certain names to be exclusive for him to use, even if he hasn't yet come up with the product or the idea. Mm-hmm. It's genius. And a bit like the Hoff, they all seem to revolve around his own name. You know how the Hoff always has his own name in everything he does? So we know that Donald Trump has the Trump Tower, right? Can you think of other names that Donald Trump has as a trademark? These are 100% real. I've got loads of them here.
Okay.
I will give you three guesses each, Chris and Greg. If any of you, if any of your suggestions are in here, you will instantly get 10 Scott Mills points.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Donald Trump special. So I'll start you off with a couple. Okay, so these are names that he's applied for to be exclusive for him to use. A couple to get you going.
The Donald.
What is that?
The Donald.
What's that going to be? Maybe a hotel?
The Donald.
Maybe a burger chain.
Yeah.
Trump style.
Trump style. I've no idea what that is either.
Well, that's a fashion range, surely.
Mm. Yeah. So, if you give me three guesses now, each, okay? Remember, it's normally all about Trump in the name.
Mm-hmm.
Three, and we'll see if any of them are in there. Ten Scott Mills points if he actually has the trademark. What are you saying, Chris?
I'm saying Trump Flakes, which will be a cereal. Engelbert Trumperdink, which will be an Engelbert Humperdink tribute act. And Trump Trunks, which is going to be swimwear.
Imagine that, Donald Trump swimwear range. Greg James.
Okay, well, I've gone for Harrier Trump Jets, which will be a budget airline.
That's good.
We've got Trump Gestives, which would just be digestives, but Trump Gestives.
That's a bit rubbish.
New biscuits. Yeah. And also, I think my number one will be Mama Do the Trump, which will be a range of, it will be a load of nurseries around the country.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, childcare.
Excellent. Okay, so let's go through some now. If any of those are in there, Trump Flakes, Engelbert Trumperdink, Trump Trunks, Harrier Trump Jets, Trump Gestives, or Mama Do the Trump, then 10 Scott Mills points will be yours. Remember, Donald has over 200 trademark applications, and here's some of them.
Trump Class.
Is that like first class on planes? Only better.
Trump Touch.
Trump Touch.
What's that?
No idea. I don't know what they are. These are just the names. He's got
Trump
them all.
Trump Touch.
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe it's like an MP3 player.
Yeah. Donald J. Trump, the fragrance.
Oh, well, that would be
Trump
incredible.
As a fragrance?
Who wants the smell of Trump?
You can get that pretty cheap at joke shops, to be fair.
That's a good one.
Donald J. Trump, the fragrance.
Not happened yet, but it will.
TrumpNet.
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 Yeah.
Purely Trump.
That could be anything.
Sounds like a strip bar.
Trump Steaks.
No, that's the strip bar.
Yeah. Oysters Trump.
Oh, no, that's the strip bar.
Trump's Golden Lager.
He's got a lager sorted.
Trump's American Pale Ale.
Oh. He's got all the lagers.
All the bases covered, golden and pale.
The alcohol continues.
Trump Vodka.
Yeah.
Trump Ice. Trump Teeny.
Oh, a Trump-tini.
That
lovely.
Sounds lush.
Trump-tini.
Trump Card.
Trump Card. That's good. It's probably like some kind of, you know, advantage card.
Does he own Top Trumps? Is that him?
I don't know.
It might not.
Is that Trump Furniture.
Got the home covered as well.
Trump Home.
Yeah.
Trump Office. Trump World. Trump Money. Trump Mortgage.
You get the idea.
Do you think Trump World is going to be like a Donald Trump
theme park?
Absolutely. And it will be like a log flume and the slide is through his mouth.
Wow. There's more.
The Donald J. Trump credit card.
Okay, nice.
The Donald J. Trump signature collection.
What's that? Like wines and stuff?
The signature, or just a collection of his autographs?
Yeah.
The Trump art collection.
He's moving into art now. And for the luxury traveller?
Trump Concierge Service. Trump de Elegance.
What's that? Trump de Elegance?
The French branch of his
French
business.
Fart.
Trump de Elegance.
Wow.
Trump Attaché.
Moving into the... moving into the French.
Trump Versailles. Trump Royale.
That's a burger.
Trump Royale.
That's a burger.
Tour de Trump.
Oh, good.
Trump Super Speedway.
Now sports.
So many good ideas.
Trump's World's Fair. The Trump World Open.
Okay.
Trump University.
Yeah. Which, I want
to
go there.
Which uni do you go to? Trump. There's more.
Trump Institute.
Education.
Trump Airlines.
I want to go on Trump Airlines.
Oh! Well, Harrier Trump Jets. That's a good name for it.
Yeah.
To be fair to me, it's a better name.
I'll pass that on. Should we give him the points for that? It's not the same, but it's kind of same.
Is that airline?
The Chris Trump Follies.
What?
The Trump Follies?
What does that even mean?
Is that like lap dancing? Is it? Is that like saucy? Is that burlesque? Where it is stripping, but classy.
Trump, the game.
Yeah, he's got games.
Well, that sounds exciting, doesn't it?
Trumped.
probably the name of the game.
Trump Tycoon. Trump Fire.
Trump Fire.
Well, Trump Tycoon is that is like theme park. That's like theme park world.
Yeah.
Trump Power.
Trump Power.
Just two more.
Trump Icon. The Trump Follies.
I think we have that one. I like Trump Icon.
Mm.
What was your favourite from those? I think mine was
Trump University.
Or
Trump Royale.
The burger.
Yeah, I think Trump Royale.
And I'd certainly like to be carrying
Trump Card
in my wallet.
He's got too much time on his hands, this guy.
Yeah.
How do you fancy coming for a drink after the show and have a no,
Trump
work.
Fire?
No, that doesn't work.
No, you got this wrong.
Well, no, it's just the machinery. Hey, pretend that didn't happen. How do you fancy coming for a cocktail after work?
What can I have?
You can have
Trump Teeny.
Wow.
Got there in the end. So Greg James can have the 10 Scott Mills points there. Let us know if you got any. Probably highly unlikely.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.